Chapter 43. Location: Turbulent Skies Outside of Louisiana. Time feels like it stands still when there are forces greater than oneself moving energies, creating chaos, and scaring the living daylights out of the human being. Nothing like a repeat performance to tap into the memories of the past wars. For most of the people who had stayed to rebuild after Katrina, maybe this would be just another war, but for others, their discovery would be not only costly, but a lengthy healing from their heartbreak. They were the victims, but would any of them move away after this one? For war will come again. Suddenly, the memories of Nimbus's past wars surged so violently it caused him to react. He blew out his breath and shot himself down the cylinder. Without warning, he was plunging so fast that the centrifugal force changed from moving out to diving down. He actually dove through the top of his own head and shot out the bottom like a bullet fired out of the barrel of a shotgun. His swift movement caused the bottom of the hurricane to fan out like a lady's twirling skirt. Then it stopped, reversed, and sucked back up the cylinder into the center, closing the eye. Nimbus wasn't aware or didn't have time to think about anything but finding his finish line. He was dissipating so fast that there was barely anything left of him after his exit. He looked like his mother Cirrus. He was so light and wispy that he wasn't sure he was a cloud at all. But it wasn't over. The aftermath of the hurricane was flash flooding. Nimbus knew that he had to get out of its path. However, since he was so light and spent, he sailed in one direction and then in another, as if he were a feather blowing in the air at the whim of nature. Taz and Tyrone weren't aware of Nimbus's exit until a blast of clouded wind slammed into their inner wall. Taz was thrown and disoriented and then alarmed about Nimbus. He fought his way into the mayhem to look for him, but he wasn't there. Taz told Tyrone to keep up his spiraling force to hold the wall as best he could. He was going to find his cousin. Nimbus inched like a worm out of a forceful current of wind and soon was able to gather enough humidity and crystals to build into a small cloud mass. The storm had moved swiftly away, and Nimbus could now breathe a sigh of relief. As he collected himself, he thought about what might have happened to his cousin and Tyrone during his quick exit from the eye. Did they get hurt? How was he going to explain to Taz what he had done? He stopped to watch the storm move north as remorse poured into him like sour milk. Would he lie to Taz and say he was just sucked out? That would probably save their friendship, but he wanted to be honest, true to himself, and tell the truth. Would that set him free? He could only hope. "Oh, this was a whole carton of broken eggs for sure," Nimbus said out loud and sighed. He waited until the storm was far enough away and he felt stronger. There were so many scattered clouds raining, he had no trouble tapping into their energy and rebuilding into his old normal size. "I never want to be Nitro Nimbus again! Never!" Nimbus said so angrily he was spitting sparks. He floated aimlessly until he decided to go back to the Angel Realm and see Archangel Michael. He was always there for him and would be able to explain all this. "What are hurricanes good for again?" He remembered it had something to do with balancing nature and that we all had a purpose for our existence, but Nimbus wasn't feeling all that balanced. As he worked his way higher in altitude to avoid all the strange air currents caused by the hurricane force, he realized things were looking foggy. He patted his face and noticed that his glasses were missing. "Oh, great. That's all I need if I wasn't in the dark already." Nimbus hovered above the storms, flashing and popping, and sighed deeply. "The worst part?" he said, almost whining. "I feel so bad that I let Taz down. I just know when he finds me, he is going to really let me have it. Or maybe he will never speak to me again. That'll be worse. Nimbus was still stunned and rattled by his latest choice to join the hurricane force. Why did he make that choice? Suddenly, he focused on Taz, and his feelings weren't good. In fact, he was growing into a thunderstorm. Wait a minute! Was I betrayed again? Well, he made it sound so good. Not good, actually, but exciting. How could I have believed that Taz was so cool? I should have listened to my mom, he wailed. But who listens to their mom? Nimbus was lost and decided to hover in space until the fog lifted, but it wasn't happening anytime soon. Then he added, there is so much cause and effect happening. One minute everything is going along just fine, then chaos strikes and nothing makes sense. There is frustration and anger. Even the birds are confused with all of us acting out of season. None of the thunderclouds are filling up the rivers because they just don't want to work anymore. Oh, that's okay. Why should they? They would rather hang out with the altos who never amount to anything anyway. And no weather is following the usual seasonal rules. Why, even the hurricane season didn't start in early August like it was supposed to. Was that my fault? Oh, Taz did try to minimize the hits because of me, but his reputation just couldn't hold him down any longer, and he had to make up for lost time. Wow! Then Ida was my fault! Nimbus blew out a deep sigh. Taz tried to change things for me, which caused disruption, which led to a period of disorder, almost anarchy. Maybe that's why Ida was so devastating. The hurricane force got its destructive powers from a collective energy. Nimbus floated and drifted higher and higher. He would see Archangel Michael soon enough and explain himself. This time he had a lot of explaining to do. Would Michael think these were lessons?